So this morning I'm sitting here with Herb Stevenson at Pebble Ledge Ranch, a home and office. Herb, I'm really curious to hear how you talk about and think about resistance and resistance to change.
It's been an interesting thing about, it's been an evolutionary process in terms of the Gestalt Institute of Cleveland. And that applies to almost university, those who followed resistances from Fritz Perls. But resistance originally was believed to be is that it was our defense mechanisms that we would use to protect ourselves. And it was a learned behavior. That was traditional psychoanalytic philosophy. And then over the years, we've kind of evolved. So Gordon Wheeler in the 1990s, I believe, said, you know, it's really not resistance, it's contact style. And what that shifted it was, is, and his belief around that was, is that resistance is actually a creative adjustment to an individual who is either under-supported by the external environment or has not built sufficient internal support to be able to address a specific type of issue. And so what ends up happening is that these creative adjustments lead to a way of making contact with the world. And it may not be as efficient or effective if you want to look at it in those terms, but it's been very effective in terms of supporting this individual to find a way to create who they are in this world. And so it's a counterculture to psychoanalytic terms in terms of how resistances are worked or used, because we're actually moving away from the phrase resistance to contact styles, which I believe is actually more productive and more expansive.
So instead of thinking about resistance as a resistance to an idea or resistance to a certain process, it's thought of as this may not be my resistance, but it's my way of making contact with you or making contact with the idea.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the idea was the changes, instead of the attention to being is to what I'm not doing that somebody thinks I should be doing, because they're saying, well, you're acting defensively. The curious part is to become the saying is what is it you're making contact with that leads to the behavior or the response that you are presenting to me? In other words, it takes a right or wrong dynamic out of it and goes to a both-end approach that says, wow, that's an amazing creative adjustment. Help me understand where you're coming from. And that begins to unfold the process to understand how this person makes contact with the world. And once you understand how they make contact, you can begin to create choices or new opportunities available to them. The saying, had you thought about maybe trying this? Which is the process of either creating external support or internal support so that they have a range of possibilities versus this maybe one fixed type of contact style.
You've mentioned support a couple of times and how important that is, internal support and external support when dealing with resistance or contact styles.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What does that look like?
Well, internal support is basically, is some people call it ego structure. It's the capacity to increase our ability to relate to what's happening to us in any situation. So when we say internal support, I've experienced some anxiety, and if I've done that a variety of times and know that I'm safely going to come out the other side of whatever this experience is, and being since it's a new experience, instead of shutting down and going into a defensive mood, which would be believed as a type of resistance, I might expand it beyond that. So the idea of support gives us range. It's a very powerful and dynamic concept.
Well, I would like to pause our conversation here and pick it up again at another time.
Okay.
Thank you for talking with me about this.
Absolutely.